Now that fake news is being reported by real news, I thought it would be good to look into how much fakery goes on in the music business. Sure, there's auto-tune and lip-syncing, but in the business of music, the chicanery goes even deeper. Pop success is measured in sales numbers, and fudging those numbers is as old as the Billboard charts. For years, record companies have leaned on stores by bribery or coercion to report inflated sales numbers to push whatever they want to be the next hit. There are also fake fans. All over the world, low-wage workers are paid to click the like button on millions of bogus social media accounts. Click farming is done on behalf of businesses, governments, and even music providers like YouTube and Spotify, which is why Kanye West's video Heartless was able to get 33 million views in one day. Spotify has also been accused of creating fake artists. To avoid paying royalties, the company buys cheap music on a work-for-hire basis. They attribute the music to a fictional artist, then promote it, to the detriment of legitimate artists. Avoiding royalty payments is also why clothing retailer H&M sells t-shirts for metal bands they themselves have invented, complete with bogus social media profiles and a YouTube channel. The motivation for these lies is understandable. The music business is a business. Fake music, like fake news, is a part of our world, and the phrase caveat emptor now means keeping your ears open to what's real. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley. Turn the light out, say goodnight. No thinking for a little while. Listen, I'm trying to figure out everything at once. It's hard to keep track of you. Falling through the sky. We're high for wind in a fake empire. We're high.
This is Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey there, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Fletcher.
And you've brought along a listening list this time around that sort of deals in fake music and a little bit in fake news. This first track you're talking about sort of has a crossover between the two.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is like the biggest fake news that I think that happened in my lifetime is people were saying that Paul McCartney died in 1967. And they found all kinds of really crazy clues. I mean, this is like Flat Earth Society stuff, right? But yeah, I think their biggest data point, I think, was this song, Strawberry Fields Forever, where John Lennon is purported to say, "I buried Paul" at the end of the song. Actually, he says the words cranberry sauce. but I can't even hear it. It's at the end of the tune.
That's quite a jump from cranberry sauce to I buried Paul.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to prove something, you can always find data to back you up. Thank you.
And then you mentioned during your piece, one of the examples that we think of almost instantly when we think of sort of fake music or fakery in music is auto-tune.
Right. Yeah, there's so many studio tricks that we do to make somebody sound maybe better than what they really are. Maybe it's a time saver. You know, we could do 12 takes on this, or we could just auto-tune it and call it good. As an example, this is a tune by Kesha called Tick Tock. I'm not saying this is a bad song by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not even saying that it's a bad performance, but you can hear how artificial the voice is. She kind of sounds like the synthesizers that are backing her up.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up. Unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out, out of the police. Shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Po-po shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ.
Something that you mentioned also that I find fascinating is Spotify and sort of their artificial artists.
Yeah, have you heard of Amity Cadet?
Nope,
nobody has. She's not a real person, but she's listed as the composer of this tune, Romances, which I'll just go out and say this is not a good tune. This tune has over 9 million streams on Spotify because they put it on their Piano in the Background playlist. So if you want something to maybe study to, you just hit this playlist and she comes up. And I think I know who did it. It's this guy who lives in a cabin in northern Minnesota. And so he's just writing this music on a music for hire basis. You know, he's not getting any royalties for this as far as I know. He's getting some money, but no, there is no Amity Cadet.
Spotify, not the only ones making up musical artists, even clothing lines, H&M.
Right, yeah, and they make really cheap clothing, and it's very fashionable, you know. It's a fun store to go into. But yeah, you can tell they don't want to pay, say, Metallica for the rights to sell a Metallica t-shirt. So they came up with a band called Metal, and this is a tune called Final Kill for Power. And, you know, as a metal tune, it's pretty good. but, yeah, you need to look them up on YouTube. There are all these comments on the videos, like somebody says, oh, I remember them. I remember seeing them in 1984 in Donington. And they've got these, you know, really cheesy, fake, old, like, fake MySpace-type sites that are... Yeah, anyway. This is the fake band Metal. Final Kill for Power.
Something you're going to have to explain to me a little bit. You've got somebody who you say has more than 100 fraudulent recordings, including all of the sonatas of Beethoven, Mozart, and Prokofiev, as well as stuff by Brahms, Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is a real person. Her name was Joyce Hatto, or Hatto, I guess, H-A-T-T-O. She had a career very briefly for a short time, I think in the 50s or 60s, goes way back. There were a couple recordings that she made, and it was one of those careers that was kind of up and down. She got some bad reviews. I think she finally just kind of gave up on performing publicly. But her husband was kind of a huckster. He was a music producer, and they started supposedly, I'm doing air quotes here, finding old recordings of hers and releasing them under her name, but they're actually other people's recordings. Sometimes they would, you know, speed up or slow down the recording a little bit, use some trickery to make it, you know, not come up as somebody else's recording. But yeah, they kind of caught on a roll, and he was making money, I guess, and so they just couldn't stop. And there's over 100 recordings that they've pilfered, you know. And you can't find these on YouTube anymore because they've been purged, but you can find the actual performances, and they're really good. So here's a pianist named Horacio Gutierrez performing with the real Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andre Previn. He's doing one of my favorite piano concertos, Brahms Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major.
And then you mentioned just a little bit ago, fakery doesn't always mean that the song is bad. You've got one here from the Crazy Heart soundtrack.
Yeah, and, you know, it's probably not even fake, you know, because Jeff Bridges is singing this tune as Bad Blake, the character in this movie, Crazy Heart. It's a tune called Weary Kind that was co-written by him and T-Bone Burnett, who is one of my musical heroes. So let's not even call it fake.
Yeah, no. This is definitely real. The Crazy Heart soundtrack I've always loved.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go out on that. Thanks, Mark, as always, for being here.
Thank you, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
You called all your shots, shooting a ball at the corner truck stop. Somehow this don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. This ain't no place to lose your mind. This ain't no place to fall behind. Pick up your crazy heart and give it one more try.
This ain't no place for the weak.